910 AM, W245 CT Hayward. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Jurors in the Hunter Biden gun trial are still deliberating. ABC's Terry Moran is outside the courthouse in Wilmington, Delaware.
There's never been a trial like this in American history, the trial of a sitting president's son. Prosecutors say this is a simple case, but the six men and six women on this jury, they do have some work to do here. There are three separate charges in this case. Two, charging Hunter Biden with lying on a federal background check form when he bought that gun back in 2018, and one for illegally possessing the gun while he was abusing and or addicted to drugs.
While in Israel, Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the world supports the U.S.-backed ceasefire plan and that it's time for Hamas to accept the deal as well. Gas prices once again on the decline. AAA says the national average is $3.44 a gallon, down about 8 cents from a week ago. Apple has jumped into the AI race, saying it's working on OpenAI's ChatGPT to make Siri smarter. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The mayor of Waupun says there's no need to close the local state prison. The lockup is 176 years old and four inmates died there in the last year. Ron Bishop says the problems at the prison are for state officials to solve. The Department of Corrections is Waupun's leading employer. Observers say four state Senate seats are competitive this year as Democrats try to take the majority in as soon as 2 years.
If you don't win all four, you're okay. You can get there. If you win just two, that's really tough. That makes it challenging. So for Democrats, they want three. Three gives them a pretty good chance for 2026.
J.R. Ross of WisPolitics speaking with Wisconsin Eye. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Northwestern High School in Maple is long overdue for an update on their turf field, and a Cenovus Energy donation will help them get there. According to a Northern News Now report, the field hasn't been updated in over 15 years, making it the oldest turf football field in the entire state. Thanks to their fundraising efforts and the $50,000 donation from Cenovus Energy, school officials say they're now just a couple of weeks away from having the newest field in the state. The new field will also allow the school to host playoff games. The Duluth Public Library is hosting its annual book sale this week. According to a WDIO report, the book sale will be open to the public on Tuesday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Thursday for bag sale day in select rooms from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Funding raised through the book sale will go towards supporting other library events throughout the year, like seasonal reading programs, STEM programming, and a free outdoor summer entertainment program for kids. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
A big win for the Brewers' Colin Ray. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers, with a 3-1 win over the Blue Jays, right-hand pitcher Colin Ray held Toronto to just three hits over seven innings in his longest outing in 8 years. I asked him what made the difference.
We were kind of executing that backdoor sinker, and that played really well off of other stuff that we were attacking them with. And then, you know, they were pretty aggressive, so we were getting ahead. And, you know, we played great defense and got some key hits when we needed to.
Game two of the three-game series tonight in Milwaukee. NFL. 40-year-old tight end Mercedes Lewis re-signed for another year with the Chicago Bears. This will be his 19th season. Packers minicamp underway. Quarterback Jordan Love asked, who does he consider his number one receiver?
We have a lot of depth at the receiver position. I think it's a good problem to have. You know, you don't have to have a number one receiver. I think it works out well when you can spread the ball out. I think in the long run, it helps us not having a number one guy, a true number one guy, but I think all those guys can step up and be the one, you know, any given day.
That's the Packers' Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs near 66, south winds at 10 to 20. For tonight, mostly cloudy, 50 degrees with a slight chance of a thunderstorm. For Wednesday, mostly sunny and breezy, a high near 81, an afternoon storm possible, and more storms Wednesday night.
Right now, it's 55.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Jane Matinier, who I usually say it's lovely to hear you, Jane, but right now we have to be rivals. We have this great Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win contest. She beat us by one texter yesterday.
We don't have anything on the line for this. Here's my suggestion. The loser has to buy the other one a steak dinner at the nicest supper club in Amory.
I'm on.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian, do you buy your tickets on Ticketmaster?
Whether I want to or not, I do.
Bella DeVan, we're going to talk a little bit about monopolies.
Live Nation and Ticketmaster together control 80% of the primary ticketing market. They have the market power to bully people into submission. And then you trap the consumers into basically having to pay like junk fees that are basically created to create profit for the company.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
On Wednesday, we'll discuss how Republican legislators took a bipartisan plan to improve literacy and turned it into yet another unfunded mandate.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Calvin Butenhoff coming to you scattered all over the state of Wisconsin. Calvin and Greg are at our studio in downtown Waukesha, and I am coming to you live from our world headquarters here at Civic Media, high above State Street in beautiful Madison. How are you guys this morning?
It's interesting, I gotta say. I know that Calvin's right, literally there, but I do feel like we are all over the place.
Seriously.
It's interesting. But the Madison headquarters, if you're watching the live stream right now, which you can do by going on Facebook, X/Twitter, or on YouTube, it is gorgeous and just full of space.
Yeah, it's a beautiful studio. It really is. And they have our logo up behind me and everything. And we got this nice, spacious room. And I can see State Street from here. And it's going to be a lot of fun. It's part of our On the Road with Jane and Todd tour. Todd Albaugh and I, after Todd's show today, he is on the air, of course, from noon until 2 o'clock. And once he's done, we're going to hit the road and we're going to head to Richland Center. We will be broadcasting live from Richland Center tomorrow. And then in Eau Claire on Thursday, wrapping it all up in my favorite place I have yet to go, Amory, Wisconsin.
Amory.
It's because I just have this vision of Amory is going to be everything I've always wanted a place to be. And I know it's going to come through for me.
Absolutely, too. I believe in the vision, and I can't wait. And then one day you're going to be like, we're packing up the house. Where are you moving to? We're moving to Amory,
exactly. So we will have more details. Todd's going to join the show coming up at 10:33, so we will talk about where you can come out and see us over the next couple of days. At 11:06, Lisa Schiller from the Better Business Bureau will be here. If you're going to be doing some traveling this summer, and a lot of people are, some tips about how to keep yourself safe, especially when we're talking about buying travel insurance and even hotel booking scams that you want to be aware of so you don't fall for some of that stuff. So that is all coming up. And of course, next hour, our Scani Summer Statewide Text to Win contest. Right after the 11 o'clock news, I will give you a word that you want to text in via the Civic Media app. So if you don't have it yet, go to wherever you get your apps, go to your app store, download the Civic Media app, and then when we ask you to text it in, no matter what station is your station, if you're listening in La Crosse or Eau Claire or in Green Bay, you can text in to that station. Everyone has a chance to pick up an hourly prize for every hour that we play the game. That is a Wisconsin Dells Summer Prize Pack. Every day, one person picks up a pair of Milwaukee Brewers Club level seats. And then we're going to have two grand prize winners to pick their staycation, either Fort Atkinson, a cottage on the lake, including a pontoon boat, a stay in Lake Geneva at the Harbor Shores, and a Door County stay at the Ridges Inn and Suites. Everybody, whether or not you win an hourly or daily prize, will be in the drawing for these two grand prizes. And we also give you gas to get there and back.
And you can stick
some places might just give you gas to get there.
I was going to say that was my big problem is I can't go on a vacation, Jane. No gas. Right. Also, stick around and we'll tell you how you can actually get a bonus entry by being a part of this contest. It's both advantageous to you and to the process of our democratic nation.
Absolutely. Very well said, Greg Bach.
Thank you.
All right. We are going to start off with, oh, you guys, it's our bad. We are bad. The media is bad, bad, bad media. Bad media.
Oh, we're done? I'm going to take off then. If we're bad, I don't want to be. So, no, Calvin, see you later.
It's all our fault that people have a dim view of the U.S. Supreme Court. Okay. It's the media's fault that people are unhappy with the U.S. Supreme Court. And you can take Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito's word for it.
There you go.
So this was a big bombshell yesterday. Go ahead, Calvin, play it.
As a Catholic and as someone who, like, really cherishes my faith, I don't know that we can negotiate with the left in the way that, like, needs to happen for the polarization to end. I think that it's a matter of, like, winning.
I think you're probably right. One side or the other. One side or the other is going to win. I don't know. I mean, there can be a way of living together peacefully, but it's difficult, you know, because there are differences on fundamental things that really can't be compromised. So it's not like we're going to split the difference.
And that's what I'm saying. I think that the solution really is, like, winning the moral argument. Like, people in this country who believe in God have got to keep fighting for that, to return our country to a place of godliness.
Oh, I agree with you.
America needs to return to a country of godliness. Yeah. Now, it's important that we point out that this recording was made in secret by journalist and political consultant Laura Windsor. She works. She reported to Rolling Stone, and she attended the Supreme Court Historical Society's dinner on June 3rd in order to approach these justices. And again, she portrayed herself as a conservative, aligning with their values, and otherwise, they would have said these things to her. I think that's a pretty fair assumption if she just came and said, I'm a journalist. Here's my question. Do you think we should return to godliness? And he would have kind of danced around that, but he felt like he was speaking to a fellow traveler. So, yeah, he's going to admit that.
Yeah.
The other thing that jumped out at me, when he was asked about political polarization in the country, Lauren Windsor, this journalist, asked Sam Alito how the court can restore public trust among Americans. And here is the money quote for me. I wish I knew. I don't know. It's easy to blame the media, but I do blame them because they do nothing but criticize us. And so they have really eroded trust in the court, unquote. Not your own behaviors.
No.
Not your own accepting of hundreds of thousands, and in Clarence Thomas's case, millions, $4 million in trips and gifts and luxury vacations. No, that's not why Americans look slightly askew at the U.S. Supreme Court. It's because the media told you about that stuff.
Yeah, it's never my fault. It's never our fault. It's their fault. That's much said for the party of personal responsibility. That is such a terrible trope to hook your wagon onto. It's the media's fault. What is this, 2009? I mean, seriously, I don't understand this kind of behavior. It's just, it's disgusting. And it's sad that he was just so open with it too. Like, he's just like, yeah, it's the media's fault. Okay, cool.
Well, and so apparently we should just never report when they do naughty things.
No, Jamie. Because
they're supreme.
Yeah. And they have their own ways of oversight. They'll take care of it.
Right.
Don't
worry
about it. Don't be.
It's all going to be fine.
You know, you know, it's going to be absolutely fine. Jane, we do have a caller, an old friend we haven't heard from in a while, Tom from L.A. on the phone.
Great. Good morning, Tom. Thank you so much for joining us. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. My question first is, when are you guys going to be in Durand, Wisconsin? That's actually where I grew up. I found 2000, not that far from Amory.
Oh, I'll write that down.
So you have to write that one down, Durand, Wisconsin. That's right in Putnam County. Also, you know, let's not call them, even giving them a moniker of personal responsibility, what they used to give themselves. They really are victims. Everybody else's fault. Oh, my God. They're the victim party. They truly are the victim party. Donald Trump says everyone does things against him. And they're the no accountability party. And they truly are. Their actions show it. George War Criminal Bush, in terms of his actions. I mean, go back and further even. Reagan, which had been around the time I was getting, when I was young, was, you know, the whole thing with Iran-Contra. I mean, these guys are the most unbelievable, take no responsibility for anything. But again, as I always say about Republicans, when Republicans are spewing it, you can bet that they're doing it. And the bot projection, of course, for your listeners out there that know what projection is.
Yeah.
I just can't believe it. And the other thing, too, is, again, it's a woman's right to choose versus the government's right to choose. Why do you guys want the government making a choice whether today it may be not to terminate, but in the future it could be to terminate? Why not leave that up to the woman to decide? And you know, as a Catholic myself, who is pro-life, but I am pro-life in all cases, wars, gun safety, capital punishment.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Tom. We're kind of running up against the break here. Really appreciate it. Always appreciate you calling in. Yeah, I do find it interesting that the whole trope of liberal snowflakes and melting snowflakes directed at the left, and yet, again, Donald Trump is the eternal victim. Geez, he's been whining since he lost the Iowa primary to Ted Cruz.
I mean, we can call him King Trigger. We can call him. A couple of comments on the live stream. Tony is saying, well, you know, if people just didn't know about my extreme right-wing beliefs, it wouldn't be a problem.
Exactly. Yeah, don't tell. Why are you telling people this?
Yeah. And then Scott from St. Louis says, sure, I accepted bribes, but that's the media's fault, you know, about that. Exactly. You know, if the media wasn't doing their job, I'd be doing fine. I would be going to Alaska, and my buddy's mom's house would be paid for. It's the media's fault.
Go to Bali a couple times a year. Yeah, nobody would sniff about it.
Yeah.
You naughty media. Our bad, you guys.
I guess we have to make an apology then, Jane. I'm sorry to everyone we've informed. Sorry. It's our fault.
Oh, I have an apology. We'll do it on the other side. 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream. If you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter, stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant. 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of our cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Don't blame it on sunshine. Don't blame it on the moonlight. Don't blame it on the good times. Blame it on the boogie. Don't blame it on the sunshine.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide. On the board, we are split up a little bit today. Greg and Calvin are in our studio in downtown Waukesha. I am at our world headquarters for Civic Media in downtown Madison, high above State Street. You can always join the show. You can call or you can text at 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Or leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Quick reminder, if you are in the Waukesha area, this is really cool. The WAUK team is going to be out at the Les Paul Performance Center in Cutler Park tonight. They're kicking off the Tribute Tuesday concert series with Claptonation and Eric Clapton Tribute. The concert's happening from 7 to 9 p.m. They've got concessions that start at 5:30, so you can get a snack. And that is all tonight happening at the Les Paul Performance Center, Cutler Park, kicking off Tribute Tuesday concert series, Claptonation tonight, starting at 7 o'clock. That goes until 9 p.m., so check that out. We have been talking about Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito, who was recorded. He did not know he was being recorded, neither did his wife, Marianne, by journalist and political consultant Laura Windsor. She attended the Supreme Court Historical Society's dinner June 3rd, and she portrayed herself as a conservative, a very, very conservative person, in order to ask them some questions. And Justice Alito essentially said, you know, it's the media's fault that we have the Supreme Court has such a bad reputation among the public, so naughty us, you guys. We should just stop telling people what the Supremes are doing, because as we know, they are completely on the up and up.
And don't forget, we need to come back to
ethics. Who needs an ethics board? We're good on our own. It's all fine.
And we need to return to godliness, Jane. That's the only way this country can make it, to come back from where we're at in these terrible times, is godliness. And thank God the Supreme Court will help us get there. By the way, we're going to have to ask you, Jane, to relinquish the rights to your body and your choices to do that. So thank you.
Oh, well, sure. No problem. Yeah. We have some clips from Justice Alito's wife.
Yeah.
Marianne, do we not? Greg, you want to set one of those up?
We have. I guess it's kind of like, how do you pick a favorite child?
Which clip?
Yeah, they're because both of these are, I want to remain, you know, with objectivity here, but the thing she said. So let's just, let's start with the one where she talks about what'll happen if you come after her. This is the wife of Samuel Alito, Associate Supreme Court Justice, talking about if you try to go after her. Calvin, play that clip.
I'm
defamation statute of limitations.
I don't know what you mean by they, like
the media.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Come on, I'll get you. Come on.
Yeah, that's what she said. If you try to go after her, she's going to get you because there's a 5-year defamation statute of limitation. You know, that's how we do things. And
she said some other pretty incredible things.
Oh, that's the tip of that. Well, I mean, the two clips, that's the opening salvo. That's the appetizer.
Oh, I mean, so then she was asked about the whole flag controversy. She was flying an upside-down American flag after the January 6th attack on the Capitol, in between that attack and the inauguration, and then this appeal to heaven flag at their vacation home. So she's a big flag fan. She likes flying her freak flags. She addressed the controversy over that by saying, "The feminazis believe that he should control me, so they'll go to hell. He never controls me." Wait 1 second.
Wasn't this just a dinner?
I'm pretty sure that feminists don't want your husband controlling you. I'm almost positive about that.
Yeah, they just
almost positive.
They love those buzzwords.
Well, and I love that he never controls Marianne Alito, but he is the one who wrote the decision in Dobbs, but he gets to control every other woman in this country and what she can do with her body. That's fine.
Well, he has.
That's all fine.
Yeah, he has absolutely no control over, because remember, anytime anything happened at the Alito homes, it was her fault.
Yeah.
Her decision making, all the things she did. And yes, she does love flags. She gives a little explanation. Calvin, can we play that other clip real quick?
You know what I want? I want a Sacred Heart of Jesus flag, because I have to look across the lagoon at the Pride flag for the next month.
Exactly.
And he's like, oh, please don't put up a flag. I said, I won't do it because I'm deferring to you. But when you are free of this nonsense, I'm putting it up and I'm going to send them a message every day. Maybe every week I'll be changing the flags. There'll be all kinds. I made a flag in my head. This is how I satisfy myself. I made a flag. It's white and it's yellow and orange flames around it. And in the middle is the word vergogna. Vergogna in Italian means shame.
Yep.
I thought she said begonia.
Yeah, me too at first.
Which one? Ooh, ow.
But
ooh,
the way she goes.
Oh, begonia.
Vergogna. I've seen movies in Italian. So there's two things that stick out to me on that. First of all, I never want to hear her say, this is how I pleasure myself again. And also, she says, when he's free of this nonsense, is that what you see your husband's work as? Regardless of what I believe, Your husband sits on the Supreme Court, the highest court in the land. That is not nonsense. It is deep, deep work. It is important work, regardless of the decisions. To refer to it as nonsense,
it's remarkable.
Yeah, I don't like to hook the words on, especially when you're talking to women, because I don't want it to be the typical like, oh, she's crazy. I'm not sure about this particular individual, though. This is not what seems like a well person.
It's
begonia.
See, now I'm just going to yell begonia at everyone because I think that's hilarious.
She thinks it's Italian for shame.
The word is actually begonia, right?
Yeah, it's begonia. That's why she said, instead of saying, I put begonia, she's like, a begonia.
Begonia. Okay. Yeah. Well, begonia to you too. And we have news. Coming up next, Todd Alba will be joining us when we come back from the news. And I want to share this real quickly. Sue from Franklin texting in a funny story. I was out for dinner Sunday night and the song Jane Says came on. And I stopped and looked around thinking, are they playing Matt and Air on Air, the show in here? I guess I listened to you guys too much.
We're getting in your brain.
Thank you for that, Sue. Yes, we're infiltrating. All right, stay with us. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air, coming to you across the vast Civic Media Radio Network. That dirty rhythm fools me. The devil's got them to me. The business. I'm full of funky fever. A fire burns inside me. Boogie's got me in a super trance. I don't blame it on the sunshine. Don't blame it on the moonlight. Don't blame it on the good times. Don't blame it on a boogie.
You just got the
sunshine,
yeah.
Moonlight, good times,
good times. Don't you blame it,
sunshine.
You just got the
moonlight.
You just want the
good times,
yeah. Oh, blame it on yourself,
sunshine.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabe.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Ann Jacobs is the new chair of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. She won a two-year term by unanimous vote yesterday. The panel oversees Wisconsin's election process, which is run by clerks at the local level. Wisconsin small business owners say they're worried about proposed cuts to the Affordable Care Act. Krissa Ostenzo owns an optometry clinic with her husband in Ladysmith. She says the premium cap from recent adjustments put health insurance within people's reach.
We always just had to encourage our employees to get health insurance and try to pay them enough to do it. And it really wasn't until the 8% that we succeeded in that. And they started all having health insurance.
The temporary ACA premium caps are due to expire at the end of next year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Nurses at Ascentia Health's 3rd Street Clinic and Patient Flow Hospital in Duluth have announced plans to vote on joining the Minnesota Nurses Association. Nurses at the 3rd Street Clinic are the latest in a string of Ascentia locations that have voted to unionize, saying they want a seat at the table to improve working conditions, get fair wages and benefits, and help decide how care is provided to their patients. Ascentia officials say they support the nurses' right to unionize, but believe they should work directly with hospital leadership. Two people were killed in a motorcycle crash in Douglas County on Sunday. According to the Douglas County Sheriff's Office, a 23-year-old man and a 23-year-old woman were killed when their motorcycle collided with a car at County Highway E and Orchard Drive just outside Superior. Both were pronounced deceased at the scene and both were wearing helmets. Law enforcement authorities have not released the names of the two victims who were killed in the crash, nor what factors may have caused the crash to occur. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. When given the chance to ride or die this past weekend, the box office chose to ride, thanks to the latest installment of Bad Boys Ride or Die. The Will Smith comeback vehicle and fourth film in the Bad Boys franchise raked in $56 million at the domestic box office and topped $105 million globally. A nice boost for theater owners who are hoping for more good fortune next weekend with the release of Inside Out 2. The animated sequel is expected to pull in $110 million globally. Kid and family-friendly films have kept the box office at least somewhat respectable this summer with the strength of Garfield and John Krasinski's If. Rounding out the top five from this past weekend were Garfield in second place, If was number three, horror film and directorial debut for Ishana Shyamalan's The Watchers opened in fourth place, and it was Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes at number five. Bad Boy's 97% approval rating with audiences should give the film and box office legs for weeks to come. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly cloudy with light rain this afternoon and high temperatures in the low 70s. This evening, winds become gusty up to 30 miles per hour and chances of a few rumbles of thunder are possible too. And get ready for highs tomorrow to soar to the mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 55 degrees.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Medicare loses $60 billion annually to fraud. June 3rd through the 9th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent Medicare fraud, errors, and abuse. Learn how to protect yourself and your loved ones by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Crude and Dom.
The jury is out in the Hunter Biden trial as the weaponized Department of Justice seeks retribution
against Joe Biden's son? Does make sense. I know. Devil's Advocates.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
Feed the cat. Grab the road mat. Put the house key under the mat. Don't forget to leave.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Todd Alba, live from our world headquarters in downtown Madison, Greg Bach and Calvin Butenhoff coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Really happy to have you along. Just a reminder, coming up after the 11 o'clock news, we will have the Scani Summer Statewide Text to Win Contest. We'll have you the word that you need to text in via the Civic Media app, and you can win some wonderful, wonderful prizes. And there's two grand prizes that everyone is going to be in the drawing for. So stick around for that coming up at 11:06. Todd Alba, how are you, my friend? And friendly competitor, I should say.
Yeah, I'm just going to say, to start off, first of all, welcome. We would love to have you here in Madison. And it's great to be working together in person.
Absolutely.
Right?
It really is. It's fun.
We love to see you guys and Greg, you know, and Kelvin down in Waukesha via the old stream. But just there's a vibe about being in the same room.
Being together.
Which is to say that you're whooping me because we got the new totals for the Text to Win contest. And by the way, when you're here, the lawyers do stand outside the glass.
They're right there.
Statewide.
Nice suits, by the way.
Statewide Text to Win contest. Mm-hmm. You're whooping me, and so you threw down the gauntlet, and you said a steak dinner to the winner, which the loser has to buy.
Exactly.
And based on yesterday's results, I'm feeling I better take along an extra $100.
Well, this is going to be a cumulative. We don't know where we are cumulatively yet, I don't know that they're going to tell us until Friday.
No.
And I also heard, while listening to your fine program, mm-hmm. that it has been determined that should it be a tie,
yes.
what is going to be the resolution?
It's going to be a leg wrestling contest. Best 2 out of 3, Pat Kreitler will be the official. And so it'll be Jane and I in a historic Lakeside Amory leg wrestle-off.
I mean, perhaps I should have told you this before you decided on this. But I have a long history of shot putting. And you really need strong thighs if you're a shot putter. You know, anybody who shot puts like I do, you know, it's all in the legs. So good luck with that.
Oh, and I think you're a little shorter, but you have strong. See, I think I'm out of luck if it comes to leg wrestling. So I think I better bring along the checkbook.
We are going to be in a couple of places. We're going to be in your hometown, Homestead, tomorrow at Bridgeland Center.
Yes, at Crosscut Park at the Veterans Pavilion right behind the community center. So come on down for Jane's show from 10 until 2, and then or 10 until noon, and then our show noon until 2. So come on down. We're going to have coffee. Speaking of coffee.
You brought a special. This is the most adorable coffee pot I've ever seen.
I was in Richland Center over the weekend, and Mom is loading me her 1977 percolator pot
that she
won. This is a prize she won for selling Tupperware back in the 70s.
Wow.
And so we've got a percolator. We're going to have it down at the park, along with our unofficial sponsor, because we didn't ask him to pay anything. But still, our unofficial sponsor of the tour, Wonder State Coffee from the on-location shop. And we're going through Viroqua, which is the home roastery of Wonder State, tomorrow after the show.
Nice.
So we'll have Wonder State Coffee at Crosscut Park in Richland Center tomorrow. And then on Thursday, we're at Eau Claire at Shift Cyclery and Coffee, and Amory at the Danielson Stage at Mike Mitchell Park.
And we both looked at the weather forecast, and it really looks great for every day that we're going to be out this week. So again, tomorrow and Friday, we are going to be at Parks in Richland Center, and then the one in Amory on Friday. So bring out a lawn chair, and we'll have coffee for you.
Absolutely.
Nothing but the best. Todd brings his own coffee pot. And we'll have cups.
We'll have cups.
We'll have
cups. Beautiful, nice paper cups.
Exactly. All right.
Wait. Speaking of, I want to thank you. I did this before, but in person, I have my Badger coffee mug, which will be going on the tour. But thanks to Jane, I no longer have to buy plastic water bottles because I have my reusable Yeti right here. Thank you, Jane.
Is that not the greatest thing in the world?
It's fantastic.
Yeah,
and I've been using it.
I'm not getting paid by Yeti.
Not Yeti.
Oh, Greg Bach.
Nicely done.
I'm not kidding. Not Yeti, but I'll get paid one day. I love those things. They're fantastic. We have some breaking news we want to start out with before we do a little California guy update. Hunter Biden, after 8 years of investigation by the Justice Department, Hunter Biden has been found guilty on multiple counts in the Delaware case over whether he violated the law when he filled out a form to buy a gun and swore under penalty of perjury that he was not on drugs at the time. There had previously been a plea agreement that was later withdrawn. This is the part I find really interesting. Such cases are not normally prosecuted.
Right.
As they're very difficult to prove. However, Biden wrote a tell-all book about his struggle with addiction, essentially giving a timeline of his relapse, which the prosecutor then said revealed a false statement on the form. He knew he was doing drugs. That's what the evidence shows. But you talked to attorney Jim Santel, who has the show Amicus Brief on Saturdays on Civic Media. And what was it that he told you about this case?
Well, it's just that if it had been just like in the Trump case, I shouldn't say just like, but similarly to the Trump case, if any one of us would have done what Trump was convicted of doing, we would have been in jail most likely long ago.
Long time ago.
And in this case, the Hunter Biden case, if any one of us had been accused of what Biden has now been convicted of, we probably would not have gone to a trial like this. We would have been fined heavily, slapped on the wrist, admonished, but it probably wouldn't have gone to trial. So I respect what the jury found, and I admire President Biden for saying that he is not going to pardon his son, that he's going to respect the court's decision.
Yes.
But I don't think it would have ever come to this had it not been for being the president's son. And of course, remember, unlike the Trumpster kids, Biden's kids are not part of the White House in terms of running the White House or being paid by the federal government or federal government employees.
Yeah, that is kind of an important distinction.
Kind of an important distinction.
It is. Yeah. Hunter Biden was never given a security clearance, no. Never did things on behalf of the U.S. government, unlike Ivanka and Jared, who were so qualified. But anyway, now I think it's important.
But the stilettos in the White House in the Trump years were top-notch.
They were good. But I do think it's important just to point out the difference in that people are not rioting outside of the federal courthouse, that Hunter Biden is being unfairly prosecuted and this is unfair and we should overturn it. And we're going to, and as you said, President Biden has already said he will not pardon him. So these arguments about the Justice Department being completely weaponized against Republicans has no basis.
Well, and I think that's a great point, Jane. And certainly I feel for Hunter Biden because by all accounts, he went through a very difficult part of his life, like several people do. There, by the grace of God, go I. And by all accounts, he's turned his life around. And I think it's just unfortunate that now he's going to have to go back and pay for these sins of the past because of being perhaps the president's son.
And that's exactly why.
Right, exactly. But if you want to look at it purely from political terms, this is probably, unfortunate as it is, probably a great thing for Biden in terms of political terms because of what you just said. It's awful hard to say that you're weaponizing the Justice Department against your opponent when the same Justice Department just found your own son guilty.
Yeah.
And this is not to sound funny or haha, got you, but we live in a country right now where when little children are shot to death in school, we have a group of people who say, nope, we shouldn't be taking anyone's guns away. Let's arm the teachers. Let's arm the employees. Let's arm everyone who can be armed on the school property. Where was the NRA picketing for Hunter Biden saying, doesn't matter if he was under, he should be able to get a gun whenever he wants. This is a dumb law. He shouldn't have to sign this. He never should have to sign this in the first place. Where were they? They were nowhere to be found. Nobody was picketing. No one was outraged. Everyone just sort of accepted as, yes, he apparently broke the law, or he's going on trial for that. And let it move forward. And the headlines have been quiet. We got the one headline, that's it.
But you make a good point, Greg, about where was the NRA? Where are all these second 2A proponents going? You know, you're stomping on his right to get a gun and his ability to get a gun. And what if he needs a gun? And, oh, no, this case is fine.
Yeah,
right. Right, exactly.
Just fine. All right. We wanted to do a little update on California guy sighting. Lake Sitting, axe-throwing California guy Eric Hovde. ProPublica reporting that...
Can you now just start calling him that, Eric Hovde?
I might call him Begonia Hovde. Like, that'll... Ooh, ouch.
The Begonia. Really, the Begonia.
Eric Hovde had promised that he would attend a meet-and-greet at Oconto County's Copperfest Parade on Saturday. Then there was a little tipster who took a picture, who said Eric Hovde was in Laguna Beach, California, where he owns a home. While you cannot clearly see the man's face, and you really can't because I've seen the photo, he does appear to be with Carson Lapietto, who is president of Hovde's bank, and he appears to be wearing the same hat, bathing suit, and beach chair as in a previous video. Hovde's campaign and the Oconto County GOP did not respond to the questions.
That's the biggest tell right there.
Yeah. That they didn't respond at all?
Because right, if it wasn't Hovde, the first thing he would have said is, that's not our boss, and here's where he was, and here's five people to prove it.
Yeah.
And they didn't do that.
They did not do that. Which I find this is just absolutely fantastically rich that, you know, the guy who has literally TV ads up right now attacking Senator Baldwin saying, well, she's coming after me, so I'm not really from Wisconsin. Here's the high school I graduated from. The guy says he's still literally running for U.S. Senate in Wisconsin and living in California and saying, nah, I'm not going back up there north of Green Bay in Oconto County. I'm just going to stay here on the beach at Laguna Beach in California. He's writing the ads, for goodness sake.
He seriously is.
I was talking to Pat about this earlier, and Jane hates it when I do this. But Hovde, people, give me a call. It's fine if there's a schedule snafu. Todd, you've been through this. I've been through this. When you work for a political figure, there's scheduling snafus. And politicians need a vacation from the campaigning or from daily life. Both of those are acceptable. But if you were going to take a break, Eric, just be like, I love vacation in Wisconsin. There's wonderful beaches here in Wisconsin. Don't go back to your house. Not a house, but your main house. Just one of many. Come on, Eric!
Well, yes, that's the point, Greg. You're absolutely right that it wasn't that he was in his so-called house in Madison
right.
On, yeah. You know, saying, you know, I'm just really tired out. I need a day. I'm going to stay here on Lake Mendota. No. It just proves that he actually does not live in Wisconsin.
No.
That when he goes, quote unquote, home,
yes.
Home is California.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that they think, like, much like Tim Michaels,
right,
they can just parachute in,
yeah,
you know, and say, oh, I'm from here, and I know what it's like to be a Wisconsinite. I'm genuine, but I'm never here.
By the way, just in case you're wondering where the junior senator from Wisconsin, Tammy Baldwin, was this weekend.
Was she in Wisconsin?
She was at the June Dairy Breakfast in Richland County.
No kidding.
Yes. Where we're going tomorrow. So Senator Baldwin was serving cheese curds and pancakes in the beautiful hills of Richland County, Wisconsin this weekend, while Eric Hovde, OC, Orange County Eric Hovde, was on the beach in California.
That sounds now, like the opening.
If that doesn't tell the whole story, I don't know what does.
That just sounds like the beginning of maybe an attack ad. I don't know. Who knows?
Ooh,
I mean, right? we have a group of people who just love to give us intel in the form of ads. I don't know if we have it ready for now or maybe listen to it on the other side of the break.
Yeah, why don't we take it on the other side of the break?
Yeah.
We have an attack ad, in case you haven't heard it yet, from this really vicious, completely legitimate and totally real super PAC called We Got Nothing Else.
Really?
Yeah, they're nasty.
The way they deliver them are so wonderful, too.
It's unusual, to say the least.
It's unusual to be loved
by anyone. If you want to join...
That's what's going to be the whole week. We have sequins waiting.
I'm glad I'm not on the road then. Oh my
and
God.
Feathered headdresses. If you want to join us, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon continues to actively ruin. Stay here. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Put your silver key in the microwave ignition. Burn a little rubber with me. Road tripping. Head for the nearest beach. Do a little skinhead dipping. Gonna get wild and free. Road tripping. Road tripping. Road tripping with me. We'll be right back.
Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ plus communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
If you dig into the history of the LGBTQ plus movement in our state, you may be surprised by what you find. The first public call to get rid of restrictions against gay people was discussed by Wisconsin officials in 1966, not long after voters elect several openly gay leaders for the first time. But a 1982 law stands out as Wisconsin becomes the first state to prohibit discrimination in employment, housing, and public accommodations on the basis of sexual orientation. An extraordinary history of Wisconsin pride. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair and Todd Alba coming to you from our studio in Madison, and Greg Bach and the Calvinator in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call, you can text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. This is the first day of our On the Road with Jane and Todd.
It's fantastic.
It is. It's great.
State Street, people are meandering up and down. It's a beautiful day, a little overcast, but warm. We went over to Wonder State, got some coffee.
Nice. All in preparation. Tomorrow, we will be in Richland Center. Mm-hmm. On Thursday, we'll be in Eau Claire. Friday, we wrap things up in Amory. And, of course, our statewide text-to-win contest, Sconny Summer Contest. We will have a keyword for you to text in next hour, right after the 11 o'clock news. Be listening for that. Todd and I in a pretty tight competition.
Did you notice the words they're giving me versus other people?
I understand your word today is Shaquamagon, which is perfectly
fair. It's
fine
by me. I mean,
is that a problem?
What's wrong, Todd? I don't understand.
No,
I
know. Nothing. I mean, three-letter words, and I get register for one of mine.
Hey, Todd, we got the word cabin, and someone texted the word Kevin, so not really. Okay.
Well, you know.
Rhododendron is coming for you later in the week.
Anti-establishment
people making the words.
I might have.
Not beyond her. No.
Anyway, be listening after 11 o'clock. And also, Lisa Schiller will be here from the Better Business Bureau to talk about how to protect yourself if you want travel insurance, and also how to avoid hotel booking scams. That is all coming up right after the 11 o'clock news. We were talking about lake sitting, axe throwing California guy Eric Hovde. Was supposed to be at a fundraiser in Oconto on Saturday, and he wasn't there, apparently.
Which, by the way, have you been to Oconto County? It's beautiful.
Oh, I bet it is.
Gorgeous.
Just north of Green Bay on the way up to Peshtigo. Beautiful part of the state.
But a tipster actually caught who appears to be California guy Eric Hovde on the beach in California with the president of his bank. And both the Oconto County GOP and Hovde's campaign did not respond to any questions, courtesy of Politico. Shocker. Shocker.
I have a question for both of you. We talk about Eric Hovde a lot, and I'm trying to figure out if there has been one success in his campaign thus far. I feel like for every step he takes forward, whether it's an ad, an interview, or anything, he takes two, three steps back for, you know, having his employees pose as people in a commercial and not just disclosing that, being caught on the beach, putting out ads that are begging people to have them believe he's from Wisconsin and of the people of Wisconsin. I just haven't seen a single tangible victory for him other than he gets to run because he's rich.
Well, and he has no policies.
Yeah.
Right.
It's all useless generalized statements and platitudes. And the latest TV commercial that stuck out for me was Tammy Baldwin is a hypocrite. Oh, okay.
Boy, you really got him.
Yeah. Oh, ooh, ouch. Calvin, let's play that completely real and totally legitimate attack ad that only Matt Nair on Air we got to buy for. I don't know quite how that happened, but let's take that first spin.
Wisconsin's two U.S. senators couldn't be more different. Democrat Tammy Baldwin keeps getting things done for her constituents. She helped secure funding for infrastructure projects like the Blatnik Bridge and made sure Wisconsin seniors can afford life-saving insulin. But Republican Senator Ron Johnson knows exactly what needs to happen to make your life better.
I think we'd be far better off if we never passed another piece of legislation.
This November, elect the wealthy California guy who sits in frozen lakes. Just like Senator Johnson, he'll work hard when he gets to Washington, just not for you.
Paid for by the We Got Nothing Else Super PAC. Also, Senator Baldwin has no idea who we are and does not endorse this message.
It's brutal, huh?
Brutal.
I mean,
brutal.
Wow.
And the reason it's so successful is that the person they're going after, she feeds right into it. She actually gets things done for her constituents. So she's just making it worse for herself.
I know. If she just would sit back, you know, go to a beach.
And be like Ron Johnson.
Yeah. I mean, like, she could sit on a D.C. beach or something? I have no idea.
I mean, when you show up in Richland County, Wisconsin, serving cheese at a dairy breakfast, I mean, that just feeds into the entire perception that you're in touch with Wisconsinites and you're getting stuff done.
I'm assuming, because she does this a lot.
All the time.
She visits farmers, she visits union workers, she visits people all over the state. She actually does do that.
Well, and I think, I mean, Greg asked the question earlier. I mean, yes, I think that Hovde's campaign has been an abysmal disaster for the most part. The only effective ad, if I want to remove just from a purely political standpoint, the despicable ad where he just kind of gins up half-truths and right-wing propaganda and that thing where he brings the four beers out. I mean, that's speaking directly to his base, I guess, the Trump base, to fire them up. But on the opposite side, I think the more important story is the phenomenal job that Senator Baldwin's team is doing.
Yes.
Because they're doing exactly the right thing, in my opinion. They're telling real stories, having real Wisconsinites talk about real things that Senator Baldwin has done for them and make a difference in their lives. And we always, I mean, said you're in politics, you normally win your campaign the year before the election, because it's what you're doing in your district, in her case, the state, if you're out there when you're not up for election, and what you're getting done back home for the folks, as they say, the constituent casework, and Tammy Baldwin checks all those boxes off.
Well, and I think, too, like Tim Michaels, Tim Michaels, Eric Hovde have nothing to bring to Wisconsinites except I'm really wealthy, I'm a businessman, you should trust me.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah,
that's really it. What were you going to say?
Well, I was going to say we can announce today that we just confirmed that Senator Tammy Baldwin, will be on the show on Thursday at 11 a.m.
Wow,
talking about her latest bill to help, you know, keep business accountable, big business accountable here in the country, which has a direct effect on Wisconsinites and us taxpayers. So we are very lucky to have Senator Baldwin returning to the show. And that will be on this Thursday at 11 o'clock, starting the second hour.
And in the interest of fairness, I do understand that the We Got Nothing Else Super PAC also has another ad in the works.
Yes.
Featuring completely real and totally legitimate Wisconsinites.
Really?
Speaking on Eric Hovde's behalf. So that I believe that's coming sometime.
Well, when you hear the words of the quote-unquote Wisconsinites at Hovde's campaigns, they say, you know, I really like Wisconsin. It's a really great place.
It is totally my favorite state.
They may be California girls.
News is coming up next. Stay here. You're listening to Matt Nair on air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be joined by Dr. Catherine Eden, professor at Princeton University. We'll discuss the impediments that poverty poses to kids and learning.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Progressive presents 10 things on a plumber's to-do list that are harder than getting a small business insurance quote.
Waking up for 5 a.m. plumbing disasters, finding out why water is pouring from the ceiling, replacing a pipe in a home from the 1800s, then dealing with invoices or your awkward apprentice or that really weird smell, and then there's breathing and eating and, of course, clogs. But the easiest thing on any small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you could save on the business insurance that's right for you. Get a quote in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Coverage provided and serviced by affiliated and third-party insurers.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.